have more tickets for you to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl coming up in less than 1 hour on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On People Are Dumb today, people who expected the rapture this past Tuesday and sold their homes. In Florida, a woman woke up to a guy standing beside her bed, and he wasn't saying anything to her. He was mumbling to himself. And that story has a weird ending, of course, because it's Florida. There might be no self-checkouts in Long Beach anymore. What? 420 catch of the day, our new music feature. And in 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets to see Haim at the Forum. And we've still got this.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
The guy is drunk.
My Chemical Romance is celebrating the 20th anniversary, hard to believe, of their Black Parade album, and they're playing the Hollywood Bowl, and we've got your tickets in roughly a half hour on K-Rock. This happened last night.
Firefighters in Mar Vista put out a fire in the backseat of a Waymo self-driving vehicle last night.
I don't even know how you would like the backseat on fire.
It happened just after 1 this morning on the 4,000 block of South Inglewood Boulevard.
I mean, it's near my house. I'm not saying I was there, but I'm also not saying I wasn't.
Fire crews on scene had to remove part of the back seat to fully extinguish the flames.
These are the directions from Waymo how to get out of a car.
Pull the handle twice to exit. The first pull unlocks. The second opens the door.
And what do we do if it's on fire?
No injuries were reported. It's unclear if the fire was intentionally set.
Nope, we found out since it was intentionally set.
Or caused by an electrical malfunction.
Nope, we found out since it was not an electrical malfunction.
It's also unknown if the Waymo was occupied at the time.
That's a complex question. It was occupied while he was setting the fire, but then I assume he jumped out and it was unoccupied. Maybe I should just do the news.
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
Oh, that's right. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Oh, hi, this is Paul.
Hey, Paul, you're caller 20.
Oh, yeah.
You got tickets for My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl.
All right, awesome.
And this is a new song from 21 Pilots called City Walls on K-Rock. So last night I went in to get some eggs, and I walked into the grocery store and I picked up the eggs and I went to the self-checkout and I got right back in my car and came home. Self-checkout is the best. But Vons and Albertsons closed self-checkout as Long Beach mandates more staffing, new rules. We all know stuff starts in Long Beach and then spreads from there.
For now, shoppers at all four of the Vons stores in the Long Beach area can no longer do self-checkout.
Dude, I use self-checkout maybe 100% of the time.
Take a look. Our crews went inside. Signs are up explaining the change.
Thank you for showing me the sign. I didn't believe you before.
The ordinance is called Safe Stores Are Staff Stores, and it will impact at least 19 grocery and drug stores in this area.
But self-checkout, what about that?
Industry analysts say automation, like the self-checkout machine, that's still a work in progress, and companies are going to be adjusting to these new rules in different ways.
But while they're adjusting, they'll keep the self-checkout aisle open, I assume. Am I being selfish? Yeah.
Long Beach's ordinance mandates certain staffing levels at self-checkouts, limits item spot to 15, and does not allow the self-checkout of merchandise that requires an ID or has extra theft prevention measures.
I feel like that's how it's always been.
The union that represents the workers involved says the ordinance should also enable them to help customers struggling with self-checkout.
I'm just going to say I've never seen them not help. Southern California girl, what do you think?
Especially if they're low staff, not being able to use that, since that's a convenience, I would say it definitely adds a lot of time since, like, it took so long to wait in line.
It's unclear how long self-checkouts will stay closed at Vons stores in Long Beach.
Unacceptable.
A company spokesperson explained that the ordinance requires that locked or secured items can't be purchased through self-checkout as a result, or self-checkout lanes are currently unavailable.
My disappointment is immeasurable. And my day is ruined.
I was at a meeting at University of Wisconsin, and this is their hype song that they play before a football game. And the stands, everybody's jumping. I'm surprised it doesn't cause a earthquake of some kind. House of Pain, K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. Megan Holliday is joining
Hello.
Me. So this past Tuesday was supposed to be the rapture.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
And there was a lot of talk about the rapture. And there were hashtag rapture talk.
Ooh.
It was on TikTok. And this woman, a lot of people made a lot of fun of.
As many of you know,
the rapture's on Tuesday. I've given away all of my earthly possessions. I've already transferred the deed to my house. I just need to give this car away. None of this material stuff is going to matter on Tuesday, the 23rd, when I get raptured.
Yeah, I got some bad news for you.
She was really certain she was going to get raptured, too.
Yes, she was.
Wow.
Incredibly. So we have somebody on the line that I think believed in the rapture as well. What's your name?
Hi there. My name is Clark Remsen. I'm from West Paducah, Kentucky.
Kentucky. All right. And you believed that the rapture was going to happen this past Tuesday?
I not only believed, I believe, without the D on the end of it.
What does that mean?
This is the because the rapture is the time we sound the alarm for the sinners, and I believe Jesus just hit the snooze button.
So you think it may still happen any point?
Oh, yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. That's what I'm telling you. It's going to happen. Well, it's just, I think the calendars work a little bit different in heaven. There's a time zone difference.
Time zone. So when do you think it's going to happen then? What's it looking like?
Oh, I'm hoping for the next, what time you got? Next 5-10 minutes?
Okay.
Wow, soon. Oh, God.
I am out of cash. I am low on funds.
You didn't sell stuff like the woman that we were just talking about?
Now, why would I sell my house when I can't use the money in heaven, sir? I cannot. There's no ATMs in the Lord's kingdom.
Give it away?
I gave it away. I gave my house away. I gave my pickup away. I gave my dog away. And I'm currently in a Motel 6 right now.
Wow.
They leave the light on for you.
I have heard that, yes.
But I'm just waiting for Jesus to turn his light on.
Did you have like a yard sale for all your crap?
No, I just gave it to friends and family who laughed at me saying, no, there ain't no second coming. You're a fool. And I said, am I a fool? Why did I spend $8,000 on a brand new suit to meet Jesus then if I'm a fool?
You bought a new suit for $8,000.
Yes, Men's Warehouse was having a rapture sale.
You got to look nice for Jesus. I have a question, though. How can you be so certain that you're going to be one of the people to be raptured?
Well, because I'm God-fearing, first of all.
Right.
And the pastor from South Africa who told us what time it was going to be, Joshua Mekalekahanikahaniho, he said it's happening, and Jesus told him, and Jesus don't lie, so I knew it was happening. So I spent about $1,400 on Dramamine because I do get air sick.
Wow. That seems like you're really prepared. But that pastor,
most of the past 2 weeks repenting. I've repented the crap out of me myself, quite frankly, and I'm ready to go. I'm packed and ready to go. I got the Lord in my soul, and I got this new suit, and I'm going to meet Jesus. And I think I'm pretty sure I saw fire and brimstone outside the window of the Motel 6 here. actually, it's just a Firestone tire store, but still.
Close enough.
I'm going to say something stupid, but I think that's better than Michael Jackson's version. I think it is.
It rocks more. It just does.
Yes, it does. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
And, you know, just when we thought that this story about Coldplay Gate was done.
There's more.
More details. So I'm going to have that story coming up on 3 Things at 4.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We have the 420 catch of the day coming up in a few minutes. First, Megan Holliday is here with 3 Things at 4.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
3 Things at 4.
1, 2, 3.
Well, even more details about Coldplay Gate have emerged, and here is that story.
The wildest story of the year just got that much wilder. The astronomer CEO Coldplay Kiss Cam saga just got that much crazier as we found out that Kristen Cabot, the HR exec who was on the Kiss Cam in the picture, turns out that her husband was at the Coldplay concert having a date of his own. Now, the initial reaction from Kristen was like, hey, there is no affair. Please stop saying that. This is devastating to our families. And everyone kind of rolled their eyes. But then more and more reports came out that they had been on the rocks for a long time. Then it became, hey, they're actually already living separately. Andy's not actually that upset. And now we come to learn that it was basically date night for the whole Cabot household. It was like, I'm going out with my boyfriend. You're going out with your girlfriend. Where are you going? Oh, Coldplay? Us too. Now, I don't know about this guy's wife, so in that sense, there probably is still a big affair going on, and there is a lot of home wrecking.
Talking
but in terms
CEO.
Of her and her husband, Everything's all good. It's just a modern-day love story, you know? Boy meets girl, they fall in love, they get married, they have a family, they both have high-profile jobs, they drift apart, they agree to live separate lives while still being married for the kids, they go to a concert, they become a part of the biggest, most viral saga of all time, get accused of homewreckers, lose their jobs, then come out and say, actually, it wasn't that big of a deal because we kind of divorced the whole time anyway. That, my friends, is just called marriage in 2025.
Modern day love story.
Wow.
Number two, the skateboard Tony Hawk used to land an unprecedented 900 at X Games in 1999 sold for $1,152,000 at auction this week.
Wow.
The proceeds will go to his nonprofit organization, the Skate Park Project, which builds skate parks in underserved areas. Love that.
That's pretty great.
Absolutely. And number three, a couple of new movie releases this weekend. One battle after another. This looks so good.
It does look good.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Sean Penn, Benicio Del Toro, and Regina Hall star in this political action thriller about an ex-revolutionary fighting to save his daughter. Also, The Strangers Chapter 2, this survival horror, picks up shortly after the first film where Maya is stalked again by masked killers. Mm. All right, I'm Megan Holliday. That was three things at four on K-Rock.
K-R-L-K. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Tame Impala released this song today. It is called Dracula, and it's from Kevin Parker's upcoming fifth studio album, Deadbeat, which comes October 17th. Tame Impala is also touring. They're coming to L.A. at the Forum November 11th and 12th, and a newly added show on November 17th. These shows are expected to have a Halloween-inspired vibe. This is Dracula by Tame Impala. It is our 420 catch of the day. That is Dracula, the latest single from Tame Impala. The album is coming, Deadbeat, October 17th. And then they will be touring in Los Angeles in November. Look for them then. That's the 420 catch of the day. It is the world-famous K-Rock, Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
One final chance for you to win your My Chem Ticks. That'll be at 6 on K-Rock.
Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
Hello.
Time for our phone topic part of the day, which I love.
Yes.
This story comes to us, oddly enough, from Florida.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
Well, he was showing off. At least that's what police in Bradenton say about him when he got the wrong kind of attention, and it ended up landing him behind bars. Tonight he faces a number of charges after burning out of an intersection.
And as Fox 13's Kimberly Cuisant reports, the Bradenton police chief calls the driver stunt stupid.
The driver behind the wheel of this truck, waiting to turn onto Manatee Avenue early Sunday morning, caught the attention of Bradenton police for all the wrong reasons.
Are there good reasons to catch the eye of the police?
No, probably not.
I don't think so. There's just if you catch their eye, you're bad.
This guy made a decision to, one, drive drunk. He then drove at officers. Right. He then recklessly drove down where there's a lot of pedestrians leaving bars.
Officers with the Bradenton Police Department, they caught up to it just as it was burning out. The marks still remain.
100 plus feet of burnout.
100 plus feet of burnout.
Oh my
Why?
God.
Why? Why would you guess?
It's just stupid decisions.
And the reason for it, 28-year-old Juan Leon told officers it was to, quote, impress girls.
Yeah, that's stupid.
To impress girls. Not even a specific girl.
Yeah.
Just all women.
Nothing impresses me more than burnouts.
That's crazy, right?
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, like what?
So stupid.
I don't even understand that. I guess it's when you're younger, anything you do well, you hope catches their eye.
I get, but if you think about it, even when, you know, your kids, I remember, you know, boys would be like, look at me jumping out of a tree.
Right.
And, you know, so it's just still that thing within men, I guess, that, you know, there's like, oh, this looks cool. Look at this.
That is...
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you tried to impress somebody and failed.
Yeah.
Tried to impress somebody and failed. What did you do? 800-520-1067.
And we will have your tickets to see Haim at the Forum on October 9th.
You tried to impress someone and failed. 800-520-1067. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
And, taking your calls on you trying to impress somebody and you failed.
You failed. Do you have a story like that?
Hey, yeah, I have a story about failing.
All right, let's hear it. You tried to impress somebody.
I was trying to impress this girl that I liked in junior high school. And so I was walking her to the bus. Bus came, she got on the bus, and I had my skateboard. And I started skating really fast. Like, when she sat down, I was right there. She was right in the window, and I tried to do a slide to impress her. And I fell, and my skateboard went right under the bus, and the bus ran it over.
Oh, man, that's so great.
Brand new skateboard. I had just painted it. I was so devastated. I was, like, embarrassed.
Did you guys end up going out?
Yeah, I took her to a dance, and, you know, we were kind of together in junior high school, but it was junior high school, you know. It was fun.
So that worked?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of worked.
You tried to impress somebody but failed.
We got a text from the 626. Buddy and I were trying to impress a girl by putting a couple cigarettes out on our arms. Had two nasty infections that lasted over a month. So dumb.
I wasn't always this silver-tongued devil, you know? Sometimes you try to impress people and it goes wrong.
Yep.
I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to say that. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder. Megan Holliday. Woo! We are talking about you tried to impress somebody and it went south.
These have been my favorite stories.
I agree. Yes, these are so good. And for the best call,
we've got your tickets to see Haim at the Forum on October 9th.
800-520-1067 for your calls and or texts.
All right. Back when I was in college, I used to carry girls around on my back while I rode my skateboard. And right at the end, when we got to my house, I tried to go up the curb and I told her, at that moment, that this is the best part, because when I do it by myself, I slow down and then, you know, I roll up right to my front door.
Right.
But I guess I hit the curb wrong and I rolled and landed on her, on her leg and skinned her in her thigh.
Oh, no.
Dude.
So you sent her flying and then landed on her.
Yeah.
So she got hurt and you had a cushion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did that work? Was she attracted to you after that?
No, it definitely killed the mood.
K-Rock, hello. You tried to impress somebody and failed?
When I was 18, I was with my buddies, and we're trying to hang out with these girls. And I wanted to impress this one that I wanted to hook up with. So what happened was I told her you could take a good punch in the stomach because of when I had karate, you know, when I was younger for a couple of years. I had a good strength, right?
Right.
She wanted to test me. So she ended up punching me in the stomach while I made it hard. And as soon as she hit me, I farted.
Oh,
so there went the hookup.
How loud was it? 1 to 10, 10 being the loudest.
I'd say at least a 6.
Wow. Pretty strong. Pretty strong.
The whole group heard. So, you know, my friends, her friends, and it was just hilarious.
Oh, dude. So the hookup never happened.
Never happened.
Taking your calls and texts at 800-520-1067 about trying to impress somebody and failing.
We got a good one from the 562. Tried to impress a girl by doing a loop in my plane, only to have her throw up all over herself and inside of my cockpit.
Oh.
Good time. I think the plane was impressive enough.
K-Rock, you tried to impress somebody and failed?
Yeah, pretty bad.
Let's hear it.
So when I was in college, I was trying to impress a girl by flipping her
over
my arm.
Meaning picking her up and flipping her?
No, like kind of like the one over the arm flip.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like a gymnast style move.
Right. Were you a gymnast?
No, not at all. But I thought I had mastered it.
Yeah.
And I didn't. She landed right on her head.
Oh, no!
Yes. She ended up going to hospital. She had a concussion.
Oh, dude! Oh, no.
It was really tough.
Why would you think you could do that?
I don't know.
Liquid courage.
Liquid courage. Yeah. Were you drunk?
Maybe.
Drunk?
Maybe. No, not completely.
Our topic for the last hour has been you tried to impress somebody and failed.
So good.
800-520-1067, the most entertaining call.
We've got your tickets to see Haim at the Forum October 9th.
All right, you tried to impress someone?
Hey, I have a story about trying to impress a girl.
All right, let's hear it.
So I was in seventh grade, just got into, you know, that scene, and I had some hair on my face that I was embarrassed of. I don't know why, because usually you think that makes you look cool at that age.
Right.
But I had never shaved. I didn't have a dad who taught me how to shave. And I remember the episode of Seinfeld when Kramer shaves with butter on his face, a stick of butter. And we had no shaving cream. And my face broke out so bad. Like, I swear, it didn't dry up till I was 25. Like, butter in the open face pores. It was so bad.
Oh,
and I was
my
doing
God.
It was my best friend's sister, and he was opening up his pool for the summer, and I was like, oh, this is a big deal. You know, we're all going to be hanging out. She was older than us, never got to hang out with her.
Till you were 25.
My face didn't clear up till I was 25, probably.
Right.
Yeah,
from
yeah.
All the butter in my pores. But no, I was in seventh grade when this happened, and she was in eighth grade.
Oh,
and my best friend was in seventh grade.
I love how you thought shaving would impress a girl.
Right? It's like such a weird thing. But it was a New England thing. I'm from New England, and you got to be like very proper.
Got it. Thanks for calling. K-Rock, hello. You tried to impress someone?
No, I think somebody tried to impress me, and it was an epic fail.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so I got asked out by a coworker. I said yes. And he took me out for sushi, which was my first time. I was impressed because it was really good, and I've loved sushi ever since then.
Right.
And we went to a beach and for a walk, and it was nice because it was moonlit, and we're sitting there, and we're talking on the beach. He then proceeds to pull out his and proceeded to jack off on the beach. In front of me.
But do you think he was trying to impress you with that?
I'm not sure if he was trying to impress me at this point.
How did you get out of that situation?
How did you get out of it?
I stood up and just walked away.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was like, okay, I need to go.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that is an epic fail.
Epic fail.
Oh, my God.
Oh, gross.
It's amazing people ever get together, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
I think Butterface is our winner, don't you?
Yep, I'm going to have to go with that. I mean, that was a lot to take in. To
What's your name,
through.
Butterface?
My name is Jude, and thank
Jude.
You. Those are some great stories.
All right, we're going to send you to the concert. Congratulations.
Awesome. Love you guys. Thank you so much. Never put butter on open pores.
That's important safety
Noted.
Tip. Thank you. That is it for me. Megan Holiday has you.
And I've got your final chance to win those MyChem tickets coming up at 6 on K-Rock.